Hey everyone, and welcome back. We have a really special guest today, Amaya Hawking. Welcome to the Finding Revival podcast.
Hello.
I'm so glad that you're here.
This is awesome. Like, bro, this is the coolest podcast ever, so.
You're so sweet. Amaya is, like, the biggest reason why I started the podcast, honestly. Like, she helped me get everything set up and, like, encouraged me so much.
Oh, but you're the one with all the talent. Like, come on.
All right, so we're gonna just, obviously, I already know your story, but we're gonna kind of dive a little deeper into all the details.
Amazing.
Okay, we have some questions here. So we're gonna start off with, why did your family first want to travel?
Okay, so that's like a really long story, and my parents could probably tell it better than me, but basically they wanted to live their life to the fullest, and they didn't like living the ideal American dream story.
I feel like that's a very common thing with a lot of bus life people, that yeah, like don't want to live in the norm of like,
yes. And they wanted to do it before my youngest brother was born.
How long have you guys been on the road?
We have been on the road for like around 3 years now.
Okay, why did you choose a bus specifically? Because you have, like, campers and RVs and all of that. Like, why school bus?
I think it just, like, fit what our family was looking for most because, well, I have three brothers. We're a family of six, and we have a dog and a cat. So you kind of need a lot of space and also, like, the durability and how you can just,
yes,
you know, customize the bus however you want.
Absolutely. So you know how long it is?
Yes, it is 36 foot long.
Oh, nice. Okay, we are 28. you would have been how old when your family decided?
I was 13, and me, like, starting to grow up and, like, going to high school and middle school also pushed them because they didn't want me to get too attached to, like, that type of stuff, and I wasn't quite into making all those friends yet, and...
Mm-hmm. You get a whole different friend group for high school and whatnot. Were you always planning on full-time?
No, actually, when we first got the bus, we were planning to go on a 1-year trip, and we were just gonna try and explore as much of the USA as possible, and, you know, see all these cool places, but then, I would say, like, 6 months in, everyone started liking it, and, like, we were just loving the lifestyle, and we decided to just keep going, and now we're on year three, so.
That is amazing. That has been kind of my experience, too. Like, we've only been on the road for about 2.5 months, and I'm, like, already, like, what if we did full-time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. I kind of want to.
That would be so cool.
Wouldn't it? Like, seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I'd probably get to see you, like, way more, too.
Right? Exactly. When did you go to your first meetup with all of the other nomadic families?
So, right after we sold our house in, like, the first thing we did is we went straight to school at UP.
Amazing. That's what we did too.
Yes, yeah. 2021. That was our first, like, nomad event. Like, it was like we got there on day two of bus life. So
I love that.
Right away,
so much.
We were trying to get into the community, and yeah, it was really cool.
That is amazing. What was your initial reaction? Like, I don't know if you want to go in depth to, like, the conversation.
Yeah. They kept bringing up travel to me, and every time I would, like, put them off, and I would get upset about it because I did not want to leave my friends. And then one morning, my parents found a bus listed, I think, on Facebook Marketplace or something.
Okay.
But they found a bus listed for sale, and it was in Utah, I believe. Oh, shoot. Where was it? I think it was Utah, and they were like, kids, should we get this bus? And all of my three brothers, they all were like, heck yeah, let's get it. And I'm we're not gonna go full time in it, right? And they were like, no. But I just remember my initial reaction. I was like, what the heck? My parents are crazy. I do not want to do this whatsoever.
How much notice did you get?
I would say like 6 months notice before we would actually be taking off.
Okay. How were the first, like, couple days in bus life?
So, first couple days, we were at school UP, but then, like, after that, I just remember it was, like, super crowded in our bus, and I got, like, so irritated fast.
Oh,
like,
everyone
kept running into each other. Like, this is after we were, like, living in a big house, but then we're in the 36-foot bus, and I was, like, oh, my gosh. I thought I couldn't get any alone time.
Yes, totally understand that. Totally feel that. We've talked a lot about this, the highs and lows. So you can start with either.
Okay, let's start with the highest of highs. That would be
perfect.
Straight up, like, going to schooly events, seeing these friends. Like, that's my personal favorite part of bus life. But then same, I also absolutely love seeing all these cool places. And then for the lows, that would probably be our bus breaking down, which has happened big time three times.
Oh my gosh.
And every time it has been, like, terrible.
That is so scary.
Oh, yes. That is definitely the lowest of lows.
I remember one of the first ever conversations I had with you. Like, I literally think I knew you probably, like, 10 minutes. And I was, like, struggling so bad with bus life at that point. Because I met you day 2 of school UP. And this was only, like, probably day 4 of bus life for me. And I was so blunt about it. I was like, why do you like bus life? What is there to like about it? And I was like, tell me. And you, like, gave me the most honest opinion. And that is exactly what I needed.
Dang, I'm so happy I could do that.
Yes, and you were like, it is such a mix of highs and lows. Like, you understand that you're seeing these once-in-a-lifetime things and getting this crazy experience.
Yes.
You also mentioned to me, you were like, it is very isolating at times, it which is something I struggle with the most. What do you, like, how do you deal with that?
You know, I feel like in the beginning, it was really hard because I just missed hanging out with people and being with friends. But now I feel like I've just adapted and I text my friends. I get on call with my friends. It's still not the same, but we can still look forward to when we see each other eventually.
I love that so much. How often do you get to see your bus life friends?
Oh, okay. So at least every 6 months, like, we'll see the whole group of people at school UP and then Schooly Swarm in Florida. But otherwise, like, I'm meeting up with you right now.
Yeah?
Like, and I don't know. It's just, you kind of got to go with the flow of bus life sometimes. You really
do. And I feel like it's so cool. Like, everyone's so down to plan stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Like, this was so spontaneous, like, us getting together right now. We were like, we're passing through, and you're like, same. And we just, like, got together. Yes. Ugh, it's just so amazing.
Oh, everything just falls into place sometimes.
Oh, exactly. Okay, so kind of circling back to the highs of bus life, if you think of favorite experiences or the one that stuck out to you the most, it can be super recent. You can list off 7 if you want. I want to hear your favorite type of bus life experience.
Okay, so I personally, like, for travel places, I love anywhere with the mountains and, like, you can see the blue horizon.
Love.
I don't know. That's, like, my favorite thing. And it just makes me so happy. But then if we're, like, looking at experiences too, I don't know, like, national parks, those are always really cool. We went to this one place called Ace in West Virginia, and we did, like, a ton of adventure stuff. And
oh,
that was
cool.
It was, like, a lot of fun.
That is really cool. But I haven't heard of that.
It's just one of the, like, places that has stuck out to me. Florida was cool, seeing, like, the Florida Springs. It's, like, just, like, a different place.
I love Florida.
And it's so hard to choose, though,
because really is.
There's so many different places with so many different things, and it's all just different.
What are some of your favorite states you've been to?
Ooh, favorite states. For that, I would say Washington, Colorado, Tennessee. Those would be, like, my top three, for
sure. That is really interesting. Okay, awesome. I have not been to... I've been briefly to all those places, actually, I haven't gotten to explore as much
as
I'd like.
What would you say your favorite is?
Okay, I feel like I genuinely love Michigan. Like, it's such a hidden gem. I feel like no one talks about Michigan.
It really is really cool.
I really like Oregon, specifically the coast, has been...
Gosh, I left Oregon out of that.
It's
like,
so
the coast is amazing.
Yeah. I really, really love that. I do love Florida. I wish I have done more... I haven't done a lot of stuff in Florida.
Yeah.
I've only been, like, 3 times, but really like Florida, too.
We spent quite a bit of time there.
Yeah. Okay, so I feel like my biggest thing with bus life is pushing myself, like, doing things I never would have done ever.
Yes.
Like, it's super small things, like inserting yourself in a huge friend group or, like, going on these hikes you're scared to do.
Jumping off a cliff jump.
Exactly,
so cool.
Right? And so I want to hear, like, what are some times recently or a year ago that you have noticed you pushing yourself, than anything?
I was seriously just having this conversation with my dad earlier.
It's, like, my favorite conversation.
I was like, I am actually really proud of myself this month because before, like, I don't know, I have not been great at, like, just, like, swallowing it and just, like, doing something I'm terrified to do. But I, like, in the last month, I have jumped into a few freezing cold lakes, did that huge jump rock with you.
Seriously.
And then I did two big hikes the last 2 days. Somebody, like, my first two mountains, and, like, I don't know. It's so cool.
It's insane. I am, like, that is one of my favorite things about you, actually, is you, like, are so good at being, like, well, I'm going to do it because I'm never going to get to do it again.
Oh, yes.
You are so good at that.
It takes a long time to come to terms, like, with that mindset.
Yes. You're, like, love of doing stuff like that has, like, rubbed off on me in the best way possible.
Oh my gosh. Well, here's, like, kind of an off-topic story, but
the
first 6 months of bus life, I was in the worst mood because we had not met any friends yet.
Yes.
Okay? I was, like, so mad about it, and I just had a terrible attitude with doing anything. I was like, I don't want to go on this hike. I don't want to do any of this stuff. We were going to so many cool places out west, mm-hmm. and this time around, I'm like, I'm going to make the most of it
and have the best time.
It's been great.
Seriously, meeting you changed my entire perspective, because you said that. You were like, coming from another teenage girl, like, exactly my age, being like, I know we're, like, 15, we got to make the most of this right now.
We'll never be 15 again.
Like, this is... Yes, that just changes the whole perspective.
It really does.
Because having your parents who have lived so much life tell you that is just, it's different.
It's just, yeah.
It's really different. Yeah. Okay, I want some more details on those first 6 months. Like, when you're feeling isolated, like, how did you deal with that?
Okay, so I don't remember it all quite enough, but I just remember I was just, like, trying to rush my parents through everything that we did. I was like, I just want to hurry up and get this over with so I can go home and hang out with my friends.
Yes,
and,
that is totally the mindset,
you know,
I had
to. Go to school and stuff. But then, and I was just unhappy because we weren't making a lot of friends, and I just would try and resent my parents for every little thing they did. I wish I treated those 6 months better, but mm-hmm. it was also a huge learning experience for me because now I'm like, wow, this is actually really cool.
I know. That's such a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I know, like, thinking back to, like I said, it was such a blessing that we went to UP so quickly because, I feel like I got introduced to everyone so fast, and, like, hearing all their stories made me love it that much
more. It's so necessary.
For sure. I do want to circle back to, you mentioned public school.
Yes.
You're homeschooled now.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you talk a little bit about, like, what that was like going from public school your whole life, right?
Yeah, I was in public school from preschool to fifth grade, and then when COVID hit, I was going into sixth grade, and my mom was like, Amaya, I'm going to homeschool you now. And I was also very mad about that.
Excuse me?
Yeah, but then she was like, oh, but these kids have to, like, carry around, like, suitcases for all their stuff now because they don't get lockers or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. There were some crazy stories.
It was such
stories.
A mess, yeah.
Yeah, it was so, we were homeschooled for about a year. I don't know. It was a hard transition because I was jealous of all of my friends getting to go to public school and hang out together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was stuck at home. But, you know, also, you just gotta get used to it sometimes.
Yeah, I've never been to public school, but, like, even just that was a weird adjustment.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you are obviously homeschooled now.
Yes.
How do you do, like, homeschool on the road? Like, what is the difference, I would say?
It takes you less time to do it. We do a lot of, like, on-hands learning in road school, my parents like to call it. Like,
that's
going to these national parks,
amazing.
Junior ranger badges, reading all the signs, learning about the history of them and science. And then we do a language arts and math curriculums.
Amazing. That's very similar to what we do, too. Do you get the summers off, or do you usually do school throughout?
It depends. Usually we do school through them because we'll take a lot of time off during the school year, especially because that's when other kids are also in school.
Oh, yeah.
So then places are a lot less busy.
For sure. Oh, yeah, that's really smart. I don't think I fully thought about that. Yeah, we do kind of a similar schedule of, like, we're only on this trip for 3 months, and so we're 3.5, 4 months,
uh-huh.
whatever. So we're definitely doing a lot lighter of school. But, yeah, we're, like, reading all the signs, doing all the Junior Ranger stuff.
It all teaches you so much.
It really does. Is there any national park or anything you found to be particularly interesting?
I really liked North Cascades. We just went there recently, and it was really pretty.
I want to go there so bad.
It was
odd,
like, Diablo Lake.
Oh,
was, like,
my gosh.
Beautiful
the photos
lake.
Are amazing.
It was so pretty. And then Let's see, what other national parks? Oh, I've always loved Olympic National Park. That has like a ton of different ecosystems. Smoky Mountains. I, for some reason, like, that's been one of my favorites.
Oh my gosh, just with all the mountains.
And also Rocky Mountains. Those would be like some of my top ones.
I love how much of like, I love how you love the mountains.
I have an obsession.
Apparently, I have an obsession with like cold beaches, which sounds so weird.
No, I know exactly like, what you mean.
I know. It's people like, say they hate them, but I'm like going to the beach, like bundled up and seeing the ocean. Like, I love it so much.
And they've like a lot of the Oregon coast is really cloudy, so it's like this gloomy feeling.
I love it.
Whoa.
I don't know if I'd want to live there because I need sunshine, but like it was such a fun little trip.
Exactly.
It was amazing. And you definitely like escape the like end of summer, early fall heat. Because Oregon is very chilly.
Oregon is so cool.
It is really cool. Where were your, because you guys did a lot of Washington.
Yeah, we did a lot of
Washington. Did you do a lot of Oregon?
We mostly just drove the coast. We went to Northwest Nomads, went to Eugene. I think we might be circling around Bend, Oregon soon, which will be cool.
Yeah, I think same.
Yeah.
We've talked about that several times.
Yeah, our plans keep changing.
They really do. That is something, like, we've talked about this so much, like, the mutual stress of plans constantly changing. I mean, it's insane how similar we are.
Yeah, like,
literally the same human being. My parents are very go with the flow. They're very, like, we'll just see how our mood is. We'll go, maybe go on a 7-mile hike. Maybe we'll stay home. Like, it just depends. And I'm like, I need a schedule of the whole day.
I've got to know where we're going to be in a week.
Seriously, like, I need, like, I'll be like, where are we going to sleep tomorrow night? I don't know.
Where are we going to sleep?
I feel like for me, it's pushed me to be more go with the flow. And, like, it still stresses me, but at least I know, like, I won't die.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Have you gotten used to being more go with the flow, or are you still pretty structure-oriented? Yeah.
I really like to have a routine, but, you know, I don't really have a choice at this point, so I tend to force my parents into making plans. Like, yesterday they sat down and they're like, okay, Maya, you want a plan? We're gonna put a plan together right now. And I'm like, thank God.
That is exactly, like, our deal tonight was if I made dinner, my mom would sit down and trip plan. And I was like, deal. I love you. Seriously.
It's like, I love you. Thank God.
Thank you. Literally. What are some of your favorite hikes you've been on?
Oh, okay. Yes. We did a trail called Maple Pass in Washington.
Yes.
Flawless. Absolutely beautiful. Gosh. The one I did this morning with my dad, it was amazing. I just can't get over the mountains and how pretty they are. So that one was also pretty cool. It was called Broke Off Mountain, and then Lassen Peak was cool. Mount Rainier, have you ever been there before?
No, but my friend just went there.
Oh, it's so pretty.
She said it was amazing.
We did like a big hike up there, and oh, it was really pretty.
Yeah. I feel like you're definitely turning me into kind of a mountain girl. Like, now I'm like, wait a second.
Yay.
I am dying to go to Colorado. Like, that is, like,
it's
bucket
so
list.
Awesome there.
Ugh, I need to go. I am such, like, a cozy, like, cabin type of, like,
me
dreams.
Me too, girl.
Exactly. Like, okay, so you are from Iowa.
Yes.
Originally.
Yes.
What was your, I guess, like, I don't know, what was your experience growing up in Iowa?
We were in, like, you know, like, the average American dream type stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh,
going to school, going to sports. My dad worked a full-time job, and then my mom stayed home with us kids. I do not remember a lot of Iowa that much, but it is just corns and cows there.
Yep, literally.
But, like,
Nebraska.
I mean, sometimes the sunsets are pretty.
That is the thing. Pretty much all of our extended family is in Kansas. Kansas has the biggest, like, special place in my heart. Like, if someone was like, we're moving to the countryside of Kansas, I'd be like, I am there. Like, I love it. And it definitely is very Iowa, I feel like.
Yeah.
They have kind of the same vibes. Yeah. Nebraska and Iowa are identical, pretty much.
Just like us.
Seriously. Have you been to Nebraska?
Yes, I have.
Okay, I thought so.
We went to Scott's Bluff.
Okay, that's like edge of Nebraska.
I just remember it being like a really bad experience because my dad made a hike like 3 miles up this cliff that we could have driven up. Okay?
Oh,
and he was like, well, then you wouldn't have got the same experience. And I'm like, I don't care.
You're like, I really don't care.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, recently, we just went to the Redwoods of California.
Yes.
Incredible. It was, like, the dreamiest place. Like, I was so blown away. Yes. Have you been there before?
Yes. 3 years ago. It was really cool.
Amazing. What has been your take on California so far?
Gosh, California, it's really great to be there during the winter and colder months.
When it's hot. It is so brutal here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you guys were just there.
Yeah. It was literally, like, 100 degrees there, though. Like, wow. I think it was 98. It was pretty crazy.
That is not great when you're in a bus.
Definitely not, because you can't plug in, so you don't have AC. Uh-huh. Like, it was just kind of crazy.
Just bacon in this tin can.
For real, yeah. So you guys do have a dog.
Yes.
Denali.
Denali.
That was also such an adjustment. Uh-huh. Like, Nova is, our dog, is terrified of the bus.
Oh, no.
Absolutely terrified. So she, like, can't drive on it, or she, like, literally loses her mind.
Gotcha.
How does Denali feel about bus life?
Oh, Denali has, that's all he's ever known, because we got him 6 months in tour travels at Schoolypalooza, and this dog was born a bus dog.
I love that.
Is, like, so adventurous, and it's actually, like, people don't always realize that, like, this is such a cool lifestyle for the dogs too, because they get to go on so many adventures.
I know. Like, we lost our old dog probably like 6 months ago, and he got, like, so much experience from bus life too.
Yeah.
I mean, he went on 3 trips with us. Yeah, we've been on 4. Awesome. And so he got to see, like, the whole world, and that's so special, and, like, Nova getting to do all this stuff. I'm like, oh, that is the most wholesome thing ever.
Yes, it really is.
This is something I find the most interesting, asking, like, person to person. How has the relationship with your family changed since being in such close quarters?
Yeah, you know, we've definitely gotten more comfortable around each other, and it's like, you're not as afraid to turn around and be like, can you stop chewing so loudly?
Yes.
I do that so often.
Same.
I don't know, we've learned how to tolerate each other. I'm a lot closer with my dad than I was before, and my mom. Just, like, growing up while in bus life, a lot of things change. So who knows if it's, like, just a part of, like, I don't know, growing up, or if it's because of the lifestyle. But my relationship with my family is pretty good. But, you know, having 3 brothers, they get on my nerves very easily.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is definitely something I've noticed, is, like, you get so close with your family, but those boundaries come in strong.
Uh-huh.
Like, the amount of times I'm like, I'm gonna lay up in my bed and no one's allowed to speak to me.
Exactly.
And if you speak to me, I'm gonna lose it.
It's like, I'm warning you right now.
You get a warning.
Some of that stuff happens, though, even when you're living in a house.
That is true, because our house was pretty small, too, back home, and so it was kind of the same, like, except I did it in a bedroom versus, like, my bunk, so.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's talk about future plans a little bit.
Oh.
We talked so much about this. What is your future plans? Like, do you see your family settling down in a house one day? Like, what do you see happening?
I really don't know with my family, because my brothers are, like, they like bus life one day, and then lately they haven't as much, because I think we, like, just left friends, so that...
Yeah, that's really hard.
Everyone's, like, a little more down. But I want to buy a bus when I turn 18 and travel.
I am obsessed with that idea. I'm literally... Oh, my gosh. Like,
How about you also go and buy a bus, and then we can all travel together?
That is what I'm saying, is I have this, like, fantasy about getting, like, my dream is to get, like, a piece of property in the country of, like, Kansas or something like that, be close-ish to family, and then to build a Sprinter van and do a Sprinter van for a little bit, like, when I'm younger, and then do, like, obviously I'll build a house on that property, or, like, something like that later on. But I'm, like, Sprinter van.
Wow.
I love that so much.
Dang.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine we could get, like, all of our, like, girl best friends, and we all just, like, can ride buses.
Oh, my.
When we turn 18.
I'm so obsessed with that.
At least for a year or something.
Yes, like, doing a year girls trip just, like, everywhere.
Right?
That would be so fun.
Yes.
Okay, so if we're talking even longer term, which is kind of, like, so far, but, like I was saying, I want to do a Sprinter van and then buy property and build a house. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking about that?
I really don't know. I know I want to travel for, like, probably a good 5 years once I turn 18 and, like, get all of this traveling in and see as much as I can, because the future's never certain. So,
for sure.
I mean, like, I can hope for things, but I don't know. I think it would be cool to have a property and then have a family, travel part-time, maybe even full-time. Who knows?
For
but, like,
sure.
I would love to have a homestead where I have, like, a garden.
Same. Right? I want all my kids and, like, a homestead garden.
Gosh.
Like, please. Oh, my gosh. Dreams. And I want, like, animals.
For real.
And all of that. That sounds amazing.
Right?
I can totally see that for you, too.
Oh, wow.
I love that idea.
It makes me so excited thinking about it.
I know, right? All right. Let's see. What are some tips that you have for other teenagers?
Oh, okay.
Like, anything. Like,
okay.
Just tips in general on coping with, like, being a teenager.
Yes. I feel like you really just got to trust in the process. But, like you said this at one point, and it, like, it stuck in my head, is it's, like, you have to let your story happen to you. And
yes.
It's, like, dude, you said that, and it has stuck with me since. I'm like, that is so true. Like, everything will fall into place.
It
everything
really does.
Will work out. Like, I'm a strong believer in that.
Me
like,
too.
If this one thing doesn't work out, you can turn around and something else will. Like,
oh my gosh, you phrased that so perfectly. I don't know. I'm such a strong believer in, like, your story was written perfectly for you.
Yes.
And so, like, something might not go right, but it'll go perfectly
exactly.
In 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Like, there's always time for it to change. I've talked a lot about this, like, it's supposed to be teenage years are when you are supposed to have,
uh-huh.
like, this crazy social life.
Yes.
And, like, what do you feel, like, what are your feelings on that?
You have had more of the experience, I think, than I
mm-hmm.
have, but I have some of the best times. Like, we just meet up with people. It's not like I'm completely isolated from the rest of the world, but,
yeah.
like, we'll meet up with friends. We're planning to meet up with, like, two different friends in the next 2 weeks.
Amazing.
And, like, families we've met on the road. And, like, going to these schooly events.
Everyone is so friendly.
Exactly.
Like, nothing's ever weird.
You know,
exactly.
One way I would put it is it's, like, having your normal life, maybe it's, like, 20% seeing your friends all of the time. But, like, we have, like, these two times a year where we get, like, 100% with our friends. And it's, like,
yes,
the best
exactly.
time of your life.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, like, the few months after that, you just, like, keep looking back and you're, like, that's awesome. But now we've got this coming in, like, a couple months.
I know. Yeah. It really is so amazing. Like, I'm so excited to, like, go to more. Because I've only
yes.
been to two meetups. And, like, Northwest Nomads was a really small
yes.
one, and there wasn't very many kids. And
yes.
so, yeah, but, like, the amount of friends I have now, like, is more than I've
yes.
ever had, and more quality.
Exactly.
Like, it is crazy.
You
like,
just, like, you find these more like-minded people.
Exactly. Or people who are willing to hear your story. And, like,
exactly.
yes, you've mentioned, like, getting alone time is really hard.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any tips, or, like, how do you deal with that?
Yes. So, a couple things I've worked into my routine is, like, let's say every night I stay up for, like, 4 hours, and it's, like, when I text my friends, and, like, I have, like, this alone time in my bunk bed. I will light a candle. I will be, like, making bracelets or something while watching Netflix, and, like, that's just, like, my recharge time.
I do the exact same.
And
yes.
it's just, it's so amazing. And then I also try and go on a walk every day to get away from them.
Yes, walks and the car is a
yes.
great little
oh,
escape place.
It's the perfect spot.
Yes, it really is. Okay, so you mentioned making bracelets.
Yes.
Let's
okay.
talk about bus beads.
Yes. Okay, so bus beads is the small bracelet and jewelry business I started around 7 months into full-time travel. And it was kind of, like, out of boredom, and I was, like, a kid wanting to make some money selling these bracelets I made, and, like, I had it for, like, a year. I didn't do much with it, and I told myself, you know what? I'm gonna try really hard to actually make this work, and I've been pushing ever since, and now I have, like, gotten over 300 orders for my jewelry.
That is seriously so amazing.
And it has just, like, been really cool. And then I've gotten around 20,000 followers.
I was just about to ask.
Yes.
That is incredible.
Yes. And I don't know. I feel like I just, like, really tried to commit myself to it. And I'm still committed to making it work. Because it's just something I can continue to use in my life. And one way or another, if it's just teaching me things, it's just really cool and making
that
connections.
That is seriously the coolest thing ever. It's so funny because, like, when we first bought our bus, I'm, like, looking at all these families on YouTube. Yeah. And I totally stumbled across BuzzFeeds. And I was like, this is really cool. And my mom was all like, this is so cool. Like, you could do this. This girl is, like, your age. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, whatever. I did not want to go the bus anyway. So I was like, whatever, mom. Okay. And now meeting you, I'm like, this is such a crazy full circle moment. Like, you're, like, one of my best friends now. And I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah. Insane.
It is insane.
Wow.
Okay, so you mentioned connections.
Yes.
You, like, I could go on and on about how proud I am of you about BuzzFeeds.
Oh, my gosh.
You handle it so gracefully. Like, and you're so real about how it's, like, really hard sometimes.
Yeah.
But, like, you are so good at, like, doing the whole, like, people thing. Like, you talk to them so well, and you're so thankful for it.
Yes. Yeah. It's like, a process getting into it. Like, at first, I would not even get on camera. I'm like, that is not going to happen. I will take a picture of a bracelet on my wrist. That is it. But then I'm like, you know what? I don't really care anymore. And eventually, you just teach yourself. It just kind of all falls into place.
You engage with followers so well. That's like,
good.
You make
That's
them feel so
hear.
Special. And
they
like,
are special. They're so amazing.
That is so cool. So, what is another thing you've learned from having a small business for so long?
If we want to get into, like, more life skills, learning how to, like, budget or stuff like that, how you can really make things work. If you really commit yourself to something, I genuinely believe that you can make it work.
Yes.
In some way.
I totally agree with that, and you have done such a good job of that. Wow. Like, you are so committed.
Look at you over here starting a freaking podcast.
Oh, wow. I still can't even believe we're, like, doing this. This is the craziest
thing. It's so cool.
Thing.
It's
so
cool.
Full circle. Like, literally 2 weeks ago, we were sitting in your car, like this, making the Instagram page for the Revival podcast.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. It's so full circle and amazing. Where do you see BuzzFeeds going in the future?
I know it will grow into something, whether it's just like an influencer type page or a lifestyle account where I share my travels, or if I keep making bracelets. Right now, I'm kind of at this point and it's like, I am just like going with the flow of where it's going.
I
don't have
it.
Any certain plan, but I have ideas of plans.
Yeah, that is so cool. Could you see yourself being an influencer, like,
yes,
for a job for your future?
For sure, because like I was raised in it, because my family, they're influencers, so it's like listening to them or like being a part of that, it's like it teaches me so much. So I have this knowledge and experience, and I'm just trying to learn as much as I can about everything, and then hopefully one day I'll find something I'm very passionate about and just go with that.
I love that. I love your family so much. They're amazing.
I love yours.
And yeah, they really do, like, the whole influencer thing, they do it so well and like engage with followers so well, and like, they're really good at it.
Very inspirational.
How do you think of launch ideas?
I feel like a lot of it comes from my experiences. I did this one launch about 2 months ago, and it was called the Florida Springs launch, because
I was
super inspired by the springs and how crystal clear they were, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I love crystal clear jewelry and like all this light blues. I'm gonna make a launch out of it. So I did. So,
I love that. Something I have found with bus life and this whole community is literally losing fear of being judged.
Uh-huh.
Like, I used to be terrified of people judging me, like, anything. And now I'm like, I literally do not care about that in any way.
Same.
I feel like you taught me that, to be honest. Like, you really did.
Yes. Oh, that is so good to hear.
So let's, like, talk about that for a second. Like, how did you get to this point?
I think there's this one quote, I don't remember who said it, but the quote was, people are going to judge you anyways, so you might as well do what you want.
Oh my gosh,
and
I love that.
Inspiring. It is
that,
like,
is
something
so inspiring.
That is like what I live by, because you know, no matter what you do, you will learn that you're never going to be able to please everyone, so you might as well focus on choosing yourself.
Yes, and people will always have things to say.
Exactly.
Like, whether it's backhanded stuff that they don't totally mean to be rude, but it comes off as rude. Like, pushing through that is hard, but, like, once you're through it, it's easy after
that. Exactly.
Do you get any pushback or, like, hate through BuzzFeeds or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay.
Like, I'll make videos with those comments sometimes, almost making fun of them, because a lot of these people, you go to their account, and a lot of the times, it's gonna be this private account with someone's bio, and they're like, I don't care about life, or something, and it's like, I feel sorry for you.
I know, because they hate themselves, exactly. And so they hate you.
That's just really how I look at it.
We have to talk about your personal page, Amaya Hawking, because you have so many followers, and you do your posts so organized to show all the places
Yes. So that account, it's my personal page. I don't really try to grow it, like my following there, but at this point, it is just like a memory page. So I try to post every experience and place that we've gone, like with 10 photos or like a couple videos just in a photo post, because I love personally looking back at my other adventures.
Yes.
And it's just all there.
I feel like social media is like such a good tool with bus life.
Yes, it really is.
It's very helpful with staying connected and remembering things.
It can be helpful with everything, like especially in this generation.
Absolutely. Okay, let's wrap up with one last question.
Oh my gosh,
like for
yes.
me, it yes. was the send it attitude of like doing things like that.
Heck
what would
yes.
your like opinion on long-term travel be?
Don't want to miss out. If I'm not doing this, what else do I want to be doing right now?
Oh, I love that.
It's like, you can hate something as much as you want, but then what would I do without this thing?
Yeah.
Maybe I hate that we're stuck in one place, not traveling for a while, or like we're traveling a bunch and I'm exhausted and I'm like, what's the alternative here? You have to pick your poison. You have to pick what you want to do the most. And I think it's about making the most of life.
That is the coolest opinion. Like, I don't think I had thought of that. Like, okay, if you hate this so much, what would you rather be doing?
Exactly.
I have not thought about that.
Holy
crap. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Of course. Thank you for inviting me. This
was
awesome.
So fun. Like, I feel like I learned stuff about you. If you're not already following BuzzFeeds and Amaya Hawking on Instagram, go follow them.
Thank you.
She's the coolest. And if you want to learn more about what it's like to be a teenager long-term traveling or full-time traveling with your family, definitely follow her page. That's what it's all about.
Thank you.
And I will talk to y'all soon.